Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23. We had late lunch yesterday, isn't it? Yeah, I think we can have a late lunch too. It's okay, right? You are not too hungry. All right. The King James says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of the heart are the issues of life. The New International Version says that, above all else, guard your heart. Guard your heart. Find some security people, MMG, MMC, sheriff security people, and let them guard your heart. Because everything you do flows from it. You have NIV? You don't. Everything you do, you have to probably change the software, because I heard there's some free things around there. Everything you do flows from it. Now, I want to talk about the heart as the center of your ministry. The heart as the center of your ministry. Ministry is a heart thing. It's not a head thing. It's not a feel thing. It is a heart thing. You see, the traditional churches many years ago, and still many people do that, they go to Bible school, they learn a lot of things. Divinity, demonology, eschatology, all kind of a sermon preparation, all kinds of fantastic terminology. Yet, these people can't grow a church, can't manage a church, can't do well in a church. You ask yourself, what is the problem? The problem is that ministry is a heart thing. When it's in your heart, it is better than when it is in your head. Great big difference. When something is in somebody's heart, it is effortless. The Bible says that God, keep your heart, guard your heart. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything a pastor does, including achieving church growth, it is from the heart. And as a person, as a minister, your ministry is the center of your life. Your heart will determine your ministry. You see, the heart, the natural heart, is like a pump in your chest that pumps blood. Pumps blood. It's a very unique mechanism. Because if you look at when you are born and then maybe when you die at 99 years old, the heart beats every second for 90 years. Isn't it fantastic? Pumps. If you are running, if you are walking, if you are active, the heart adjusts to what you are doing, and it pumps blood, 365 days by 90. Strong, faithful, agile organ. But the Bible talks about the heart in a different way. The Bible doesn't refer to the heart as just a machine or a pump. The Bible talks about the heart as the center of things. Which means that if you are a minister, your heart is going to be very, very important in the ministry. Am I saying something? So, Charlene, are you there? Is it working? Yeah. Are the agents around? You saw some agents. Your heart as the center of your ministry. A lot of heavy things, a lot of destinies are decided from the heart. You see, God told David that he would choose Jerusalem. Put his, he would dwell there. From Jerusalem, the world revolves. Many people don't know that Jerusalem determines everything concerning God in the world. Jerusalem is the heart of the world. Jerusalem is the heart of the earth. Did you know that? You did. Where else is God dwelling? There's no country. God didn't choose Guyana. God didn't choose Barbados. Never in the Bible did God say, I have chosen Venezuela. I have chosen Brazil. I have chosen America. God dwells in Israel. He dwells in Jerusalem. He said it to his servant David. He said, I have chosen. That's why the Israelites would talk about Zion. When they were preparing to go back to Israel to fight and to capture, they said, they called him the Zionist. Psalm 137. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down and we wept when we remembered Zion. When we remembered Israel, Jerusalem. Verse 2, King James. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. So they were by the rivers of Babylon, they were in captivity. But when they remembered the place where God dwells, if even in our Christian lives and ministries, you will see that when you come to church as a Christian who loves God, the church environment, the church atmosphere is very different from your home environment, because God is in the church. It's very different. Especially if God is in your church. We hang our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. Verse 3. For there, they that carried us away captive required of us a song. So remember I was talking about the diaspora and music. Remember? Captives always resort to music and poems, because that's an expression from your heart. You can't tell a white man, hey, buddy, I want to go home. You get lash. You can ask Pastor Simon, Sister Simone, we went to Elmina Castle in Ghana. We went to see where the white people will keep slaves, getting them ready to board ships to leave West Africa, to Barbados. It was cruel. It's cruel. The team that we went, I mean, it was difficult. Pastor Sam wasn't even feeling well at the point. I don't know whether it was the whole thing. I mean, at a point, he said he didn't even know what was happening to him. Cold sweat. I mean, he had to abandon the tour. And then one lady was crying. The group that one lady was crying. I never cried. Well, these people are wicked. That's why people are wicked. Yeah. No, it's a different feel, different atmosphere when you get there. The white guys, I mean, the governors and the people who used to run the slave places, they choose any girl they want to have sex with, and then you have to come up and then they do their thing. Yeah? Yeah, I have some pictures there. He said, those that carried us away captive, they required of us a song, because they saw them singing songs. They were used to these captives pushing themselves into songs and music. So when one day they were asking them to sing a song, because remember the verse 2 says, we hanged our harps. Where is it? The verse 2. Go back to verse 2. He says, we hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. We were so broken, we couldn't make music anymore. And he said, verse 3 says that, for what? For they that carried us away captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us a mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. Because in the evenings, they used to sit around and they would sing some of the songs of Zion. So when these people want to bother them and want to punish them and things like that, then they come and they say, they do all kinds of, sing to us one of the songs you used to sing. Verse 4. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? That's why it's important to take church with you home. Never allow your environment to be a strange land where you cannot sing the Lord's song. You must pray in your house. You must sing songs in your house. Let the church environment where God dwells, the Zionist that you know outside of your house, bring that Zionism, the Zionist, bring it home by you. Take it home with you. That was an error. They said we cannot sing the Lord's song. The songs we sing in church, we can't sing it at home. Neighbor says, I'm disturbing. The people in the house says, I can't play this. No. You have to, that atmosphere, you have to take it with you. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Then he says, if I forget thee, O Georgetown, if I forget thee, O Bridgetown, if I forget thee, O Caracas, if I forget thee, O New York, if I forget thee, O Chicago. Is that what is in the Bible? He said, if I forget thee, O Jerusalem. Because that is where God told David, I have chosen Jerusalem to put my name there. So the place to be is Jerusalem, the presence of God. So physically, God is a spirit, but physically, Jerusalem carries God's heart. And the Middle East is going to be the place where the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is going to be determined from. I remember he says that when you hear of the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel, because abomination will be the temple of Solomon will be rebuilt, and then they resume the yearly sacrifices. The Jews will continue their things, and then the Bible says that the Antichrist, you know, there will be a time where they will bring a pig and sacrifice a pig in the temple as against the things of God. It's one of the signs of the end times. The temple is ongoing, if you know the things about Jerusalem. So it's going to happen. Apart from the gospel going to the ends of the world, it's in line, it's in synchrony with what is happening in Israel in terms of the rebuilding of the temple of Solomon. O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. I'm chipping in right hand here. So, in our culture, the right hand is a very special hand. To the extent that if you are left-handed, we make fun of you. Even these days, if you are left, we even use left-handedness to refer to people who are differently able. Differently challenged. He's a left-hander. Why don't you say he's a right-hander? Because right hand is unique. So when we were growing up in Africa, We didn't know all the things about a white man, spoon, fork, knife. This is spoon, this is fork, this is knife. Everything is here. Because we were accustomed and were raised using our hands to eat, you use your right hand to eat. When you go to visit your grandmother doing number two is going visiting your grandmother. So when you hear me say that, you should know. But I'm sure number two, you understand number two. When you go and do number two, you don't use this to wipe the entrance to the public place. You can't use the same tool to do one clean thing and one dirty thing. So when you do number two, we are taught and raised to use the left hand. You don't use your left hand to wave at people because it is the poo-poo hand. So you see, presidents, queens, they use the right hand. I have been preaching this for years. My church members, they still don't understand me. It's okay. They don't mind me. It's okay. But it brings into play coordination. You have to have things that work for some things and things that don't work for some things. It is the lack of left and right that now makes people think that the anus is the same thing as the vagina. It's the same thing. Because there are two holes. So you can't tell me that the front one is not the same as the back one. They are holes. But there's one in front, there's one at the back. The back is the exit. The front is the entrance. The back is the exit. You don't go through your house through the back. Are you a bandit? But you see, the lack of coordination and things that were is what has brought all those things. So when you are shaking people, you don't use your left hand. Why? Because it is the dishonored hand. The honored is the right one. That is why when you say somebody is somebody's right hand man, it sounds more powerful than to say he's a left hand man. There's not even anything like left hand man. I know it's different, but I'm using the scripture now because when I say it, people think it's African culture. Our culture is Jewish, it's Bible culture. There's nothing like Guyanese or African. All us Christianity, our culture is Bible culture. We do what the Bible is to. We do things according to the Bible, not according to something. Hey, if you dare use your right hand to shake an elderly person in Ghana, left, hey, you have to offer a sacrifice of a goat. The person will never forgive you. In fact, there is a proverb, like how in Ghana, we say, old people say. There's something like that in Ghana that we say, that you never use your left hand to point at your father's house. No, that is my father's house. No, it's dishonorable. The man has built a house, he's put you in the house, and you're using your left finger to point it. You use your right honorable hand. That is my father's house. Remember, Jesus is not seated on the left-hand side of the Father. Come on. Jesus is not left-handed. The Bible says he sits on the right-hand side of the Father. The people are saying that if I forget Jerusalem, don't let my left hand, because craft, cunningness, you do your right hand is the most strongest, strict hand that God has given to you. He said, let my right hand forget its cunning. Forget her cunning. Just by the way, I'm just trying to chip it in. But you see, when you are raised by white people to use fork and knife, because it's not directly linked to poo-poo, it's okay. But if you were to use this to eat, something will click when you go and sit down and then you do this. You say, No. Because it's like, it doesn't make sense. I rather do this than do this. This. You can't do this. Yeah, his coordination. You have to know how you do. Like dancing stars. You can't do. That's the left. And do that for the rest of your life. You can't do. If you come, you say, nah. Coordination. I'm using the Bible. He says, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I forget the place where God dwells. Why would you link the presence of God to a right hand? It must strike you about what a right hand is. I mean, with all due respect to those who are left-handed, because some people are born left-handed. But when we grow up in our environment, we laugh at them. When you see them right, you say, what? What's that? What is that? You are different. And now in the world, if you are different, it's okay. Yeah. But you have to understand from the Bible that right-handed, it's very, very, very important. You can do a Bible study on right. You can go to the Bible and search for right. You see all the things about right. Right, right. Right hand. Sit on the right hand. My right hand forgets its cunning. Like that. There's something about right hand that the left doesn't have. Are you with me? I'm preaching. So, Jerusalem is the heart of the world. And a lot of things are determined from Jerusalem. Your heart is also the heart of your life. And from your heart, a lot of things, if not all things, all Bible says, out of it are the issues of life. It means that your ministry is determined by your heart. You see, things are decided in Georgetown, New York, Paris, London. When presidents meet, they meet at these hearts of countries. Decision making comes from the heart of countries. In a similar way, issues of your life, whether your church is going to grow, whether your church is not going to grow, if you are going to prosper, all of it is a heart thing. You don't laugh with your head. I've never come across anybody who laughs with their head. It's when somebody laughs with their head, they forget about your birthday. They forget about the anniversary. They don't buy you nothing. They don't hug you up. They don't kiss you up. Yeah, they don't buy you chocolate. They don't buy you chocolate. They don't buy you chocolate. They don't buy you iPad. Because it is more thinking than heart. That is why Jesus said, I don't want any part of you but your heart. If you believe with your heart, not with your head. Behold, I stand at the door of your heart. If you open, I will come in. God doesn't want your kidney. Because the things of life do not originate from the kidney. Even though your kidney failure can kill you. God is not saying, give me your liver. Liver stew is nice stew. I like liver. You like liver too?
Oh, yes.
Tell Phoebe to do liver stew for you. Please do liver stew. What is Daniel saying? You should keep quiet. He's blocking Phoebe. He's blocking. Oh, you don't like that. Yeah. So the heart is the center of your ministry also. That is why if your heart is a ministry, you don't need a lot of convincing to join or to be part of something that is ministry oriented. Those who think too much, analyze too much, assess too much, calculate too much, bargaining for registration fee to be reduced. Ministry is not in your heart. You are thinking too much about grangers. You are thinking too much about money and how much you could use 5,000 for. It is not a heart thing. It's a mind. It's in your head. And it's shallow if it's a head thing. Ministry is from the heart. In fact, the Hebrew word for heart is labab, which means the center of a thing. So if ministry is not coming from the seat of government of your body, it's not important. You see, it's very difficult for the government to come to Canal number 2 and sit down and make decisions. They don't make decisions in Canal number 2. They don't make decisions in Linden. They make decisions in the center of the country where the parliament is, the president. That is where decisions are made. They don't make decisions in quarantine. In the same way, ministry and the things about ministry, the things, it comes from the heart. When it comes from the heart, it flows. Supple is Dutch, right? Okay, that is a fluent. Yeah, supple. It flows. Whenever you see people say, so how much? Okay. I met a pastor. I opened all these books to him. He looked at them one by one. I was surprised he was not interested in even one. Ministry is in the head. It's not in the heart. I have a senior brother. He's called Apostle Robert Dodo. He lives in Sao Paulo, Brazil. His ministry is introducing these books to churches in the whole of Brazil. He can't honor his invitations. Every day, there's a church that wants him to come and talk about the books in Portuguese. He speaks fluent Portuguese. He's a Ghanaian. He speaks fluent Portuguese. Churches, big churches, small churches. He goes, they buy the books. They buy it. People order the books in cases, in boxes. Have you asked yourself why you have not even bought a book yet? Because you are thinking about money. This is my little boy. You joined the church at 11 years old? 10? Oh, really? He's a big boy now. He joined the church when he was 10 years. Now he's trying to bully Andre and all of that. He's bullying him. Hey! Andre is saying no. He's shaking his head. He said, no way. Daniel Collins can't bully me at all. Now, I think his shoulder is bigger than your shoulder. Yeah. You can see it, right? Because if Kerry used to beat you, now Daniel will beat you easy. He got six pack like Reverend Calvin now. He's somebody's beloved, you know. Yeah, sweet beloved. Hallelujah. He joined the church at the age of 10. Yeah. And he always wanted to be a pastor. Oh. You remember, right? 10-year-old boy at the age of 12. So 10 years he was in the Sunday school. I said you shouldn't be there. Late Pastor Mary didn't teach you?
No. You called me out and said I should join the big church.
10 years old, you should join a big church. Because he liked big things. Like Lady Pastor Phoebe. You like Right, Chantel? Charlie, don't catch feelings, though. You're just thinking about her, right? You're going to realize, you say, Miss, what is this bishop talking about? Bye. If you just see me at a time, huh? Bye. You got to tell me where I stand and where, you know, where I stand in your heart. So at 10 years old, like he say, he joined the adult church. He was 2 years younger. He was unqualified, but he joined because even when he joined at that age, 10, 11, 12, when he sees me having a meeting, he also calls some small boys and then also do the same thing. Before he even went to Bible school to be trained, he used to have representatives of Bible schools in the schools around the East Lapenitence area, preaching in the schools and reporting to him on Sundays. He was a bishop at the age of 12 years old. You know, so when my father said that, hey, the chairs are very light, pa. You don't worry. We'll have banquet chairs very soon. We'll get rid of all these plastic chairs. So when he finished Bible school, my father said he wants to keep him. I mean, it was only because it was my father. So I said, what your father says when Jacob told Joseph that Ephraim and Manasseh are for him, Jacob didn't argue. Don't argue with your father. You can't. You shouldn't. Your father in the ministry, you should never argue with him. Even if he's blind, if he's drunk, if he's whatever, the power of God is in his words. So God engineered it that he will come back and be with me. And he has come back. But I'm talking about a heart thing now. And I remember he had a girlfriend in Perfect Harmony. You know the house. You have a perfect. He used to live in Northeast Lapenitence. Over the river in Northeast Cemetery Road, thereabout. And the girl, nice little red girl. But he's black, so he likes to mix up the children. The opposite attract. Red and black attract. So he had this girl. Even though he was a bishop, he was preaching and having ministers in all the areas. He was a Catholic bishop. He wasn't a Catholic bishop. Okay. It was a Pentecostal one. So he had feelings. And this girl who used to come to church, who used to live over the river. And he and she used to talk. So he had a partner in crime. Assistant crime. A right-hand crime. That's Samuel O'Neill Venture. Assistant crime coordinator. And so one day, they left Isla Penitence on a bicycle. It's Pastor Godfrey's grandfather's bicycle. I didn't know that. The zeal and the passion that he had to be preaching in schools and having young boys and young girls doing their Bible club preaching, that same passion from his heart, it made him take a bicycle from East La Penita, not East La Penita, where his crime coordinator associates. They were on the bicycle on the public road to the harbor bridge. Then the bicycle broke down. Because two crime coordinators on a small bicycle. The sin was too heavy. Like Jesus, the sin of the world was heavy on Jesus. It was too much on the bicycle. The bicycle broke down. So you would think that they would probably dump the bicycle and go back. They say, you know what? God is even speaking that this mission must be aborted. Oh no. They continued their journey, dragging the bicycle with them on the harbor bridge. With passion, just to go and talk to a girl in perfect harmony. Can you imagine walking from the harbor bridge to perfect harmony? The feeling was not in the head. It was a labab. It was from the place where issues of life come from. The place where things are determined in life. Thank you. Chantel has got a nice black bag. I'm saying that he should watch his way because he can mash people when he lies on them. Double mashing. It didn't even occur to him that the harbor bridge is dangerous to walk over. No. It was the heart had decided, and therefore the head doesn't come in. You see, a large church, your ministry is decided and determined from here and not from here. So that if you are coming from the quarantine, it will not occur to you that there's a distance. If you are coming from my calling, it doesn't occur to you that there's a distance. If you are coming from the Netherlands, it doesn't occur to you that there's a price tag, that there's a distance, and therefore I shouldn't go. It is from the heart, and therefore it flows. The heart as the center of your ministry. If the ministry is not from your heart, you will not have a successful, large, flourishing church. It must come from the heart. Even God says that if you are giving an offering, it must come from a willing heart. Because you can't tip God. God is not a waiter. God is not your server. You can't tip him with $10, with $100. Then what you are giving must come from the inside. The seat of government in your life, that is where the decision to give must come from. Hallelujah. So when you are dealing with people who are doing things from their heart, there's no struggle. There is no struggle. When you are following a woman I love you, I love you, for 6 months, you're not getting an answer. You're wasting your time. When you love somebody, you spend money without thinking about it. Should I say this one again? Spend some money, take her out. Say, baby, I love you. When a man loves a woman, he buys an iPad for her. He buys chicken. Three-piece chicken. 9 West bag. She didn't tell you that one. When you have to tell your husband, you don't buy me nothing, you don't give me nothing, it's a sign. Yeah. That the man is using his head more than his heart. Yeah. When your wife doesn't want to sleep naked, thinking about breeze and wind.
With jeans, tight jeans, denim jeans
in the night.
With belts.
They are using their head more than their heart. You see, when you use your heart, you leave the door open in the night.
Yeah. For the master.
Randa, the door will open. Easy. You don't have to turn any lock. You don't have to, no bolt, put no horse and staple.
No padlock.
Lock the horse and table with a bell.
Grill. That girl there.
Too much. But there are some wives like that. Yeah, no, they sleep with panties, tights, and jeans.
In the Caribbean, the place is hot.
In the Caribbean, a sunny environment like ours. So if you are the owner of the property, it's like you are locked out.
You need access code.
You need access code 24444, and first is the grill. There is a padlock, is a horse and staple. Then you need a security man after you open the door.
Panta.
Who's that?
So let's look at the Bible and see how the heart is used. Exodus chapter 15 and verse 8. The heart of the sea. That is the focal point around which events evolve. I've learned that the sea mermaid is likely to be in the center of the sea. People don't believe it. People don't believe that there's a mermaid who lives and causes a lot of problems in this world. I told you about some witches, little witches I used to have in the church. And very subtly, I knew this, coming from Africa, you know all these things. Africa is loaded with spiritual things. So I knew this. It's just that I was not seeing them here. But they confirmed, and they showed it to me. There are combs that are in the market that has the mermaid image on it. A small one. If you don't take care, you don't even notice it. They told me that is the combs they manufacture under the sea. Oh yeah, there's a factory there. If you see, The fashion is decided by the people who create the clothes. In other words, we wear what people want us to wear. Many years ago, if you wear a pants and it has some holes in it, they say you're a madman. Now, they teach us that being mad is okay. It's a fashion, it's a style. So you see, people are very okay to wear things that has holes. The decision comes from under the sea. I'm telling you. They told me they have outlets in Paris, in London, in New York, in all the big cities of the world. They have shops that promote those evil clothing. Have you not seen that now as a lady, if you go and buy something in town and wear a dress, you are likely to show your breast? Come, Jomel, come. Come. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Yeah. Yeah. You don't know what I'm talking about. I want to show you what I'm talking about. This is picture. We don't need no sound. Come on, sweetie. Come on. Yeah. Yeah. You see what she's wearing? The pink dress? Yeah. It's not supposed to go with the white. She's spoiling the dressing. She's spoiling the dress. She doesn't know how to dress. You look at such a woman wearing that pink dress without the white inside. Even if you're a pope and she comes to your church, you forget your message. You say John 3:16, you shall die and go to hell. You misquote. That is the type of things that they are deciding for people to put on. So you see that the Christians, those who are enlightened, as much as they buy it, they'll mix it up. But then those who are not truly saved, they go to marsh with it. They go to the creek with it. When it's creek time, they leave the white out. Look. Look. Look at the drawing. Can you see the picture? If you're doing an artwork of the dress and what it will show. Calvin, I think we should close our eyes and pray in tongues now. Hey. So if you don't take care, you have a girlfriend, they always look at you and say, you dress like you're a church girl. You're a church, you're dressing like church. Every day is church. Because you dress to cover yourself. Many of these things are decided from the heart of the sea. It is from there. You can say fashion, you can say whatever, but it's somebody who is making you lie down in brown pastures. You're controlling how you carry yourself around. Thank you, sweetheart. By the way, she's not married. You can send your applications to me. Thank you very much. God bless you. Gentle. Yama. Yeah. If you can handle Ford F-350. Please see me with your application letter. <laughs> 2022 model. It's not for small boys. No. Spacio and note. No. Please pass somewhere. Yeah, no, this is V8. It's a hybrid. There's an F-250 around also. Are you with me? And with a blast of thy nostrils, the waters were gathered together. The floods stood upright as an heap, and the depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. The center, the middle of the sea. So the Bible doesn't talk about a heart like a machine that is pumping blood. It talks about it as the centrum, the focal point, the emphasis, the place of emphasis of things. It is the place where issues of life comes from. That's why sometimes when people are disappointed in life, they can go mental. They get derailed. Because once the heart is affected, it's like the whole mind, they can't believe that somebody has disappointed. Where they cherish the person, they love the person, and when the person breaks their heart and disappoints them, then they become mental. Many people have become mad because they went through relationship problems and challenges. Because the heart was involved. That's why a minister must assess himself and see, is my heart in this thing that I'm doing? Many ministers, the church, you see, there are ministers who preach, and then right after the church, they'll go and stand outside and smoke and drink. There are churches around, they do fundraising, and the music they play is bacchanal music. Broke off your back, broke off your back, broke off your back, broke off your back. Walk off your back, and they are playing in from a church hall having fundraising. Papa hungry, mama hungry, I have nobody. It's coming from a church, and a church comes to mind right now, which I can't mention their name. It is one of these Orthodox traditional churches. They're having fundraising. They brought one man band there to play music, and he's playing Walk off your back. It tells you that whatever is happening there, when it comes to God, the person there who is the head, what he's doing is not coming from the labab. He wants to please people. He wants a lot of people to come and buy a barbecue and give him money. And so he's using mind and not what is in the heart. If there's anything in his heart. Number two, the mist of heaven. Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 11. Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 11. And you came near and stood under the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire. Unto the mist of heaven, with darkness, clouds, and thick darkness. The mist of heaven speaks of the innermost and secret, intimate part of heaven. The mist of heaven is not occupied by anything unimportant. God dwells in the midst. Is that what he says? He is in our midst. He said, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in their middle, in their center. So the midst of heaven definitely is not a place where angels dwell, but Almighty God himself. I'm saying this to say that the center part of you also must have ministry inside. The central part of you must have church growth inside. The central part of you must have taking care of people inside. The central part of you must have looking at the welfare of people inside. Out of the heart are the issues of life. Issues of your ministry, which is issue of your life. The The heart of the earth. Matthew chapter 12, verse 40. For as Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. So Jesus is going under the earth. He's not going in the corner of the earth. He went where he could see Satan. He went where significant things happen. He went where he could change the destiny of the world. It was from the middle of the earth. That's why you have to really know where to go. There are a lot of conferences and things happening even this weekend in town and around. And I, as much as nobody's perfect really, there are things that are significant for your life and ministry. You must know which one to choose. You must know where to go. I want to go somewhere where I can learn something. I went to Pastor Sam's church in Trafalgar, in Babies. And when I entered the church, I just felt so nice. Because as he was building, himself involved, laboring, and building the structure, you know, he was sending me pictures and all of that. I said, wow, that's nice. So when I got there, I saw what he had. I said, I can also do about something like this in other places too. Because as I'm here and every bill is $1 million plus, it makes me feel like it's very difficult to build a church. But when I went to his church, I was affected that, no, this one is an expensive building, but I can do other types also. So I don't need any huge thing in Lethem. I can carefully, Kenrick can, they can lay blocks. Can do four walls. Give it a V roof. Do a stage. Finish. Tile. Finish. Six windows. Finish. 100 or 200 seating cabin. Finish. Even in Guyana, the way we build, you can break the wall and touch on. We do touch on. Touch on. Touch on. Yeah. In Ghana, we don't do these things, though. Look at this thing. Charlie, believe you me. Everything here is in the millions. Yeah. It's not for children. If it is on your heart, you can't, you won't do this thing. Yeah. No, it's not an easy road at all. Yeah. Yeah. God is with us. God is with us. This could have been divided into what, six? Bossed into two. It would do one. And we carry it to Bartica. We put one in a sickle. And let them get one. And then we also have one here. Case done. Sorry done. It's a big thing. If it's not in your heart. And that's what, it must tell you something. That's to come for a conference here and to go to a conference somewhere else. You have to, if you know, you should know where to go. You should know where to go. Yeah. You should know where to go. It takes the heart to channel millions of dollars into this project. If it's not your heart, the money will go somewhere else. Oh, yes. So you can ask the people in the church. We don't give things for free. Oh, no. Sometimes the people say, oh, Bishop, It's Mother's Day. Most of the churches in Guyana will give the mothers hampers and all of that. And they'll tell, Bishop, are we not giving hampers to the mothers? I said, there are people who sex them. Where are they? Where the child father there? The person who made them mothers. I didn't make them mothers. They should look for them boys and let them reward them on Mother's Day. Nami, I is a spiritual father. I speak spiritual things. I'll give them spiritual hamper. I'll give them a book, one book. Macarius is a hamper. Yeah, because some of the things that we do in our churches, it really gives money away. A lot of things we do in the churches, we waste money. And there are many people in our country, many churches where the members like to receive things from the church. Bag of rice. It is under the seat when you come to the church. Oh, Chinese is sell bag of rice. You see that? Border market, they sell a bag of rice.
White or brown, anyone?
White or brown, anyone? Caribbean rice. The church does not, we will not give our money to buy rice and give you. Please fast and pray if you don't have rice. Maybe one day when we are finished, even when we finish, there will be some other church to build. Maybe I'd rather help give Pastor some money to build his church or give Pastor Bounce to do something than to buy rice for you to eat. You can't buy rice. You can't buy rice for yourself. It's stupidness in the pot. You can't buy rice. I'd rather give money to another pastor to buy, to do things in their church. They probably want to build another place for their children, or they want to extend. I rather contribute than to give the money to rice, and then you go and poo-poo and bring the rice out.
Yeah. And, they leave the church too.
And then you leave the church after that.
After belly full.
After your belly full, you gone and left me. You don't even pay tithes. You don't give offerings. And you want a bag of rice? You get a bag of sand. A bag of stones. I may sound very difficult and hard, but that is why the churches don't move forward, because we don't do things from our heart. We do it from our head. People do that. You see people doing it around, people giving flowers and roses. Let the man who had sex with the woman, let the man buy rose for the girl. Why are you a man of God and you are buying roses for girls in the church like that? You don't know what to do with church money? Bring the money to me. I know what to do with church money. It may sound hard, but if your heart is ministry, you see, God blesses people when they give towards a ministry. God does not bless people when the church gives them food. Who does God bless if I take money and buy you rice? Who does God bless? Bless the church? Who's the church? But if you give it to the church or you give it to somebody, God blesses you. The church money is supposed to promote the kingdom, not people. As for the poor, Jesus said, you always have a poor in you. If you want to feed people with rice, you'll feed them with rice for the rest of your life. One of the most ungrateful people are people, poor people that you help. They can be one of the most ungrateful people you can ever have. They easily forget. So let's invest in real things, the building, the things in the church. Let's invest in those things rather than buy food and buy drinks. Those things are not worth investing in. You know what the people said about the centurion who wanted Jesus to heal his servant? The people said that he has built a synagogue for us and is worthy. He's worthy for your visit, for your prayer. They didn't say that he feeds us. He has a feeding program. He feeds us every weekend. The people argued his case before Jesus because the man had spent money to build a church building for them. That's what you have to look at. Like I'm saying, the things we do, it must be in the Bible. Of course, feeding the poor is in the Bible. Feeding the 5,000 is in the Bible. But are you Jesus? Jesus only used $200 to feed 5,000. If you can do that, that's fine. Are you with me? So sometimes ministry is more in the head and in the heart. The people say, oh, let's do this, let's do that, and then you are following. No. Don't let the people tell you what to do. You must tell the people what they must do. Don't ever let the church decide what the pastor tells. No. They are supposed to follow. They don't carve the path for the pastor. Amen. What time is it? It's one. Okay, I think it's good time for lunch, isn't it? Pastor Felix is shaking his head. It's good time for lunch. It's what time is it in your country? It's 6 p.m. 7 p.m. in your country. You are 6 hours ahead. 7 p.m. in your country. So lunch is long overdue. So it's lunch time. After lunch, I want to go into how you can understand the spiritual heart by comparing it with the human heart. Yeah? So let's take an offering before we go for break.